Hey everyone, check out this new film on Amazon Prime called Eight Remains. It's free to all Prime members. Hey, and welcome back to Extra Features Interview. Today we have a fantastic new person all the way from Russia. I'm very, very excited by this. Today on this episode, I just want to apologize to our listeners. I'm going to speak a little bit slower, and sometimes we may have a language issue, so that may happen. So there will be some issues, but hopefully there will be none. I cannot say this woman's name. We've tried, and I'm not going to succeed. So I'm going to let her introduce herself. Her film is called Superstar Inside of Me. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And tell everybody your name, because I can't say it correctly.
My name is Yekaterina Moskvina. Short version is Kate.
Yeah, we're going to go with Kate because that's the thing. So I guess my first question is, why would you do a film in English and not in Russian?
Because this topic that reveals the film happening not only in Russia, it's a global problem. This topic really worries me. People pay a lot of money to get their degree, and after that, he or she receives small pleasure from their future. So I wanted to reach each person who worries about that and to know that there is a solution and he or she could achieve a bit more
success.
Yes, they could achieve more success if they will learn something a bit more than their competitors.
So is this something you feel that your generation is suffering, or is it all generations is suffering?
Most of us is my generation, but I learned that some people after 30s, they took the same problem. Some of them don't like their jobs, and they wish to do what they really like, but don't know how to achieve that result. And with this film, I tried to show the one of other ways how to do that.
Okay. From what I've understood, in the first maybe 2 to 3 minutes, I wrote down college education doesn't mean success. Is that what you were trying to get at?
I tried to show that basic traditional education is not enough because everybody has standard knowledge. And to get some big experience and success with his own life and crafting, they need to develop yourself with additional education, maybe in books, on seminars, master classes.
Okay, but your main character, who you introduce us, did go to college and did try it that way and did try in the corporate world.
Yes.
And then he discovered he didn't like it and he wanted to do something different. So is your film telling us to be your own individual and not part of the cog if you want to succeed? Not part of normal society, I guess. Not what I'm trying to say to you is not go to work. Do your own thing.
I try to show that people should not sit at the office to earn money. They should be as individual. And if you're an individual freelancer, you could work with worldwide companies. Yes, one company could invite you for their project than the other one. It's better than to be at one some job office and achieve nothing only money for the main bus.
Now, do you feel this is something you've coped with in your own life?
Sorry?
Do you feel this is your problem, or is this just your person in the film's problem?
Well, after graduation, based on experience of myself and my student friends, I realized that employers just don't wish to hire newbie diploma specialists. Especially in the entertainment industry, they don't want trust because a specialist doesn't have enough professional skills. I found out that basic university knowledge is not enough to be the best. You have to be unique, do your craft better, and know a little more than your competitors. Because at last years of studying in my university, I went to get a job on a satellite TV channel. Among several applicants, they choose me as I knew After Effects. Back then, nobody learned After Effects program. So, if you will know a bit more than your competitors, some employers will close their eyes on lack of practice.
Do you feel that the FX helped your film? Because I do notice you use a lot of green screen.
There's no green screen at all.
No,
it's a white cyclorama. Just adjustment of lighting, and then in After Effects we achieve that shadow effects.
Ah, okay. So I knew you were playing tricks on me somehow. I did notice that. Your main character says when he went freelance, when he was in a small company, he felt constrained and couldn't grow.
Right.
And then he goes off and says he can grow quickly. Now, my question is, do you feel that it was his talent, at least I think it was, that allowed him to grow quickly? Not everybody can do what he did.
So, he grows in small companies. In parallel, learns something new from his field, and because of that, within the small companies, always never growing up, and because of this, Alexander couldn't stay there. His knowledge is upper than the level of a small company, and because of this, he needed to switch a bigger one. It's a great way to develop your basic skills, and then make a transition to freelancing.
So, how did you find your study?
Study.
Ah, I know it's a bad word. How did you find your lead, the artist?
Okay. I made a research on the internet and discovered an interview of Alexander. I was inspired so much with his story about his transition from IT to creative field. From zero knowledge of freelancing, he starts his own business. I was wondering how he did that, what he felt, because it's a great example that each person can reach the same results and a bit more if they want. So I decided to contact him and ask about making the movie based on his life experience, and Alexander agreed. I wanted to make a documentary, but in a different way. Traditional documentaries are for specific people who love documentaries. As my film addressed to young people, I was not sure they would interest with narration of this topic in a traditional way. So I believe that films must educate and entertain. So I've created, let's say, an abstract short documentary with some kind of music video style.
Did you enjoy the process?
I really like it. Yes.
Okay. How did you pick your music? Where did you find that? The music for your documentary, for your short film, where did you find it?
When I searching for royalty-free music for a documentary, Daria, our cinematographer, suggest to invite a composer. And I didn't have any friends composers before. Daria has a friend, Olesya. She wrote the soundtrack for our film. It was a great collaboration. And after discussion of the film, she wrote electronic style music. Why electronic? Because the film has a neon electro style, and the electronic music, it really suits for the film.
So who do you think this film is for? Are you going to be showing it at colleges, or are you just going to leave it on YouTube? Where is it going?
Firstly, we submitted our film to several festivals. And one festival already
accepted.
An official selection from one of the first festivals we've submitted. And then after festivals, we're going to publish on the internet. There will be some screeners in the universities and schools, because it's very educational for future
Now, did you film him riding his bike a lot?
Yes.
It seems like he quite enjoyed riding his bike, I would say. So do you think he doesn't own a car, I presume, then?
Well, actually, riding on a bike is... Alexander is very like to ride a bike, and I used his interest in the interpretation of freelancing world in the film. Freelance is full of motions, emotions, and skills, so riding on a bicycle is representing freelancing. This is freedom. You're moving forward. A lot of energy uses for your professional strengths.
So I guess one thing your film didn't address is who he's selling to. He says companies, but you didn't really tell us what companies.
This is because of copyright issues. Okay. We just make some notions about that kind of hints when he's standing in the studio on his hand. We could see different titles. It's
I can't help you on this one.
It's a taglines of that he worked.
Okay, I accept that. So what you're telling us, when you watch the film, look for the taglines behind him, and you'll find his artwork. Does he have a website? Because I didn't even see that in the film, or something that we could go see his work.
Well... Could you repeat the question, please?
Alexander, you didn't promote a website for him or a place that somebody wanted to contact him. I was surprised that wasn't there.
Well, yes, he has different websites. And if you type Alexander Tyabochkin on in English or in Russian, you can find his websites, also as pages on Facebook and VKontakte. So we didn't mention his website in the film, but it's you can easily find it in Google search.
What do you think the process is for a filmmaker such as yourself in Russia? Is there opportunities for you?
Yes, it's an opportunity. As I work in as a freelance video editor. In a parallel, I try to develop myself as a film director, as I have a degree for TV and film directing. So I try to, with this film, to get new connections, professional connections, opportunities, and let's see what we'll have in future. And I don't know it yet.
Do you feel the Russian film industry is vibrant?
Vibrant. Less specific. What do you mean vibrant?
It's going. It's thriving. You could get a job. You could give up video editing and just film movies.
Well, a lot of filmmakers switched. It's really hard to make feature films, and you can make more money if you will film in weddings. So there's not so much people who can create films that they love, that they want to share what kind of stories. So, well, it's not a big
industry.
Not so much filmmakers who can do that because of budget.
So I guess people can't see your film because it's on the film festival circuit. So one day, hopefully, they can just Google your name and find it on the internet, I guess is what I'm going to say here for you.
Oh. Well,
have you done other work, or is this your first short film?
This is my first own film, but, well, I have different... One moment. This is my own first film. All these films I made for clients or for my university. During my education in the university, I have filmed three short documentaries. In a parallel, I filmed some short commercials for local companies, as well as local Cuban and Russian music bands, some promos, and concerts.
Now, what university did you attend? University of Russia?
Yes, University of Russia. It's the Institute of Television and Broadcasting.
And how long is your course?
5 years.
Wow, I didn't expect that. Wow, I'm shocked. Well, that's all my questions for you. Would you like some fun questions?
Sure.
Because I knew you were prepared for these. Your favorite food?
Wow. well, I think it's going to be chicken.
Is there a certain Russian dish that you like?
Sorry?
A Russian dish, some food that I've never heard of.
Maybe, you know, borscht, but I don't like it.
I don't either.
So.
Fair enough. Your favorite season?
Season? Summer.
It's too cold in the winter, I presume.
Oh, I don't like cold weather. at all. Maybe snowing is a good, but I don't like cold at all.
So I'll give you a choice in your next question. I know you're going to love it. You can give me your favorite drink, or you can give me your favorite sport. I'll give you an option.
Okay, that's a favorite sport. It's running. Running in summer, it's amazing to stress out and to find out some new thoughts about future projects.
And I guess I have to ask one last question. What's one thing that most people don't know about Russia that you want to change?
Wow.
Well, there's always one hard one, you know that.
It's a really hard thing. I couldn't understand. I couldn't answer this, I think.
That's fair enough. Well, thank you for your time. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.